Last year, the verified number of homeless people requiring help was 33. This year, it's 46. There are lots of commentators who would have things to say about the rolling out of universal credit having an adverse effect on so many people. That's something we really need to look at. I believe the government are making changes to try and shorten the amount of time between application and settlement of monies for those in need. It's a wider issue. It is on the rise, and the council, together with volunteers and private funders, need to react to that change in a positive way.
And that's obviously, like you say, been done through this scheme. So the other agencies that are involved then, what are they doing on a day-to-day basis across this scheme to help with that?
It's a wider issue. It is on the rise, and the council, together with volunteers and private funders, need to react to that change in a positive way. We have to help those less fortunate in our society. We simply must do it. We wouldn't want to claim all the credit. The £20,000 is a lot of money, but there are private financial donations as well from individuals. And I suppose if we were to add up at minimum wage per hour the many, many hours of volunteer work that go into this project, we would see it actually, it probably runs closer to £100,000 of actual investment in time, effort, energy from people. It shows that the project is owned by the community. So I wouldn't want to present it just as a Thanet District Council thing. We are guiding and working together with others, but it is a huge effort.
Some people may say that, oh, that's not actually that many people that you might consider to be on the streets. So that level of money that's being invested to them for a relatively small number of people, some might say, why do you think that it's important that they actually get that investment into their futures?
Well, this really is just one of several efforts trying to help the most vulnerable in our society. And I suppose at one level, if the most vulnerable in our society cannot turn to their local district council for help, then we really would be in a sad state of affairs. It's important that we show that we are able to help. It's important that people feel they can approach their local authority for help. I mean, for each one of these people, their own personal circumstances dominate their daily living and breathing. It's everything they think about is, I need somewhere to live, I need something to eat, I need somewhere to have a wash or to get clean clothes. And it's important that the community doesn't just rely on volunteers to do this, but the council must, I believe, has a moral responsibility to get behind all those efforts, to coordinate those efforts, to bring as much help as we can to the most vulnerable in our society.